Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
McSorley back. Sets. Throws in the end zone. Got him. Touchdown. Penn State. DeAndre Tompkins. And the Nittany Lions respond. A 75-yard drive. Wing right. Three tight end set. Cone under center. Third and two. He fumbles the football. Loose on the turf. Let's see if Penn State gets it. Penn State recovers. Pinniger trying to equal the career long. He will kick it. It's on its way. The kick by Pinniger is gone. Jake Pinniger from 49 yards into the wind. And the Nittany Lions take the lead. Double wing, tight formation. McSorley gives it to Sanders left side. He's got it. Touchdown, Penn State. That's a 60-yard drive for the Nittany Lions. And for the first time today, they have a two-score lead. Play action, Cone. He wants to throw. He throws downfield. It is intercepted. Intercepted by Amani Oyewariye at the 46-yard line with 12 seconds to go in the half as Amani gets his third pick of the year and the eighth of his career. And now with 12 seconds left and three timeouts. Penn State has a shot. I formation, Cone under center. Deep back Taylor. Taylor's got it. Hit it, drop for a loss. Yetur Gross-Matos back at the 11-yard line. It's third down. Basie will snap it. Gilligan waits, puts the hand out, put down. Kick by Pinniger's on its way. The kick by Jake Pinniger is gone. Jake Pinniger matches the Gaglianone field goal with one of its own. And the Nittany Lions lead it 19-10 back to that two-score lead. Basie will snap it, put down by Gilligan. It'll be a 24-yard attempt. Good snap, put down. Kick by Pinniger's up. The kick by Pinniger is gone. And the Nittany Lions run clock, get points, and lead 22-10 with 7:23 to go in the fourth quarter. Two receivers far side and an eye. One near side. Back goes Cone on fourth down. Delivers in the end zone. Intercepted. Nick Scott slides to the turf at the 8-yard line and ends it.
After the opening drive, our defense played really good against the number four ranked rushing offense in the country. So, you know, obviously that didn't start out the way we wanted to start. But after that, you know, we were able to make some adjustments. They had a good opening series drive plan against us. And then after that, I thought we did some good things. Offensively, we moved the ball up and down the field. But we just kept stalling out and hurting ourselves. So we gotta learn to finish better.
James, how important was it to get the running game going, especially with Sanders?
Yeah, I thought it was really important. You know, we felt like we had a chance to do that. We invested in it all week long. Felt like there was some opportunities against their front and what they do defensively. So I thought, you know, that was important for us today. There's no doubt about it, especially because, we're getting too much pressure on a quarterback and giving up too many sacks.
Talk about the play of Yetur. I thought he had an outstanding game again.
Yeah, he's really doing some great things. You know, he really is. He's got, you know, eight career interceptions now, third of 2018. You know, he's just kind of steady Eddie. You know, he's taking his lumps at times like all of us, but he's got tremendous confidence. He keeps battling away. He's been playing here, seems like, forever. You know, he really has been playing and doing some good things throughout his career. He's got a very bright future. I couldn't be more proud of him. Type of guys that we recruit here and the type of guys we develop. He's a great example of that.
And what about your front four today? I mean, obviously there are times you ran a blitz, but what did it mean to the overall play of your game today because of what your front four did?
Yeah, I think, you know, Robert Windsor, obviously, you know, two sacks. He's from Wisconsin. I know how much that means to him. He was telling me after the game he's 2-0 now against Wisconsin, so allows him and his mom to go home after the bowl game. But yeah, I thought our front, Etor's doing some really good things as well. You know, had a half sack, you know, from five straight games. But just in general, another fumble recovery by Yetur. But I think our defensive front is doing some good things. We've had some injuries there. Guys have had to step up. We're looking forward to continue developing those guys.
You know, here's the other part too, James. What does it tell you about your locker room? You come out here and, you know, you put together a workmanlike effort. What does it tell you about your locker room, your culture? You're able to bounce back and do that.
Yeah, I'm proud of them. I really am. I mean, Wisconsin Nation, just like us, is a story program, got great history and tradition. And, obviously, they're doing some great things in all three phases. So we had to find a way to get the win. It's never easy to do in this conference. And, we're fortunate to get a dub. So we're going to build on it. You know, I want these guys to enjoy it. I want the coaches to enjoy it. Obviously, there's still a lot of things we got to get cleaned up, situational football and so on and so forth. But we'll enjoy it tonight. We'll get back to work on Sunday.
Which they have. They did get back to work on Sunday. I was a witness. All right. Great to have you with us, Sean. Happy Monday.
You too, sir. And thanks to all the veterans who have served, and for those who are serving, those who are going to serve, we can't thank you enough.
Hey, we get to do what we do with the complete freedom without anybody looking over our shoulder because of them. They protect us every single day. I don't care if it's Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard. I mean, honestly, we get to do what we do. I get to enjoy a great life in this country because of them serving out on the front lines. Can't say enough. It also means there's no mail today. And the bank's closed.
No bills till tomorrow. Yes. Deal with that tomorrow. And kudos to ABC as well for giving the Penn State Blue Band a little nationwide exposure at the top of the telecast on Saturday, performing the national anthem and showing some...
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Showed some still shots of military from around the world, those holding their Penn State flags and...
No, that's great.
And those Wisconsin alums around the globe as well. So it was a very nice kickoff to their telecast. So
no, I love it.
Yes.
That's great.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Oh, okay. Now.
Well, by the way, Coach mentioned Robert Windsor to you and Jack there in the postgame show. We found out that he is Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week.
Yeah, and he deserves it. He had the big sack, and as soon as it was the second one he had. I think it was the second one. And I said right away, Robert Windsor, fine to lock Wisconsin, because I wanted to mention he was the Wisconsin guy on the Penn State side when it was all said and done. And on this show, there's a lot more said than done. Had a nice talk today with Jason Horowitz, by the way, from Westwood. Boy. I brought up the suit, and all of a sudden he went to the, he's like,
conversation cut short.
I've got to go prepare for Jacksonville State. I said, Jason, you sure? He goes, yeah, I'm sure. Because we have a colleague, the suit, and like in the fetal position, he went, and that kind of ended everything.
Oh, well, I got Kurt Warner calling me up. I got to take this call. That's it.
I'll get back to you. Well, he told me he's got North Texas this week. North Texas lost to to Old Dominion on the last play of the game. Last play of the game. Old Dominion's now beaten North Texas and Virginia Tech this year. Now they've lost a lot of other games where people sit up and go, okay, what were you doing and why? But credit where credit's due. So I go to print my charts this morning. And I knew I was down to it. Actually, I ended up one short. I had to go to the store. Buy more stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, great. I knew it. That's what I was like. I knew it. I said, if I could just get just one extra one. It's not here. All right. So 22-10 Penn State wins. Look, they outscored him 22-3 after the 71-yard score by Jonathan Taylor. Penn State... For the season, now I talk about stops all the time. And I said that when you're trying to get a new defensive coordinator, that new defensive coordinator in today's football is one that I'm looking at trying to get me one additional stop each half. Take, for example, Oklahoma. Oklahoma, which just won 48-47 over Oklahoma State. When they made the change to Ruffin McNeil to be the defensive coordinator, I'm sure that Lincoln Riley was looking, look, just get me one more stop each half. Well, the problem is their personnel isn't good enough to do it. And they aren't getting that stop each half, and they're still in these dogfights 48-47, which is typical and average for the Big 12. That's why, for example, you know, could Oklahoma play Alabama and get into a real shootout and play the game? Absolutely they could. The problem is they couldn't stop Alabama to save their souls. Alabama would be the team that would get the additional stop each half. Penn State, in its last two home games, victories over Iowa and Wisconsin, have a stop rate of 81%. 81%. That's impressive. Only 19% of the drives against Penn State in their last two wins have gone for scores. Field goal, touchdown. Okay. It's been it. 81%. For the season, you know, you're like, oh, how are they for the season? Penn State's stop rate on defense is actually 77%. A lot of people feel that Maryland has put together a really good defensive year. You know what their stop rate is, Sean? 67%. So that's one of the metrics that I look at, because I strongly feel, can you get a stop, an additional stop somewhere? You know, idealistically, one more each half. And in today's football, that can swing a game for you. Penn State's getting the stops. As the season has gone on, they've been able to get more and more stops. You know, you look at what they did in the Iowa game, you look at what they did against Wisconsin. You're seeing Yetur Gross-Matos really come on. You're really seeing Robert Windsor come on. Sharif Miller, I kind of thought, had plateaued a little bit. Sharif Miller then put together a great performance on Saturday. Micah Parsons is really coming on. And then Cam Brown's playing well. Amani Oyewere is playing well. John Reed is playing his best football of the year. He might be playing better than he did 2 years ago now. I think Nick Scott's starting to play his best football. And we've talked about Garrett Taylor. So they're doing that. Offensively, excellent game plan. Because when you look at the conditions with the winds gusting up over 30 miles an hour at time, and I give, by the way, the fans kudos beyond words for being there on Saturday. They were great. Showing up the way they did, overcoming some necessary obstacles, and they're necessary. I mean, you know, remember, you're always the one that thinks you're not going to get stuck, and suddenly you're stuck. But that's what I look at. The game plan matched the conditions. Short, quick passing game, kind of a tough day to take some shots downfield. I thought James made the right choices on the, hey, look, let's kick a field goal here. Pinniger has helped him make that decision, because Pinniger has been able to come on and be so much better. That's really helped. It's really helped. Yeah, at the end of the first half with the timeouts, and they end up getting blocked. Okay, it happens. You know, and the other one, he had dead down the middle, but was short. And again, that was the wind. But it was the right plan for the right day and the right conditions. Now, if it had been a day where it was 45, 50 degrees, relatively little breeze, they'd have taken shots. You know, because now, I mean, now you've added in Dotson into the starting lineup to go with Hamler and Tompkins. You got three guys that can stretch the field and you can take shots with. I think that makes a big difference. But in those conditions, taking shots, it was really hard to take shots in that game. Because, I mean, especially, I was watching warm-ups, and, you know, and I don't usually watch warm-ups, I mean. But one thing I was watching warm-ups, I was watching the kicking part, and I was also watching the deep ball part for both teams. Both quarterbacks, the ball was floating in that wind when they were trying to throw the ball 40, 50 yards. They're just not easy. So you go with a short, quick, efficient passing game where you block it, and then you use Miles Sanders, and Miles Sanders turned in a terrific performance for them. terrific performance. Obviously, people want to criticize the call on the fumble on the Stevens Sanders thing. I understand that. At the same time, the fourth down call on the direct snap to Jonathan Thomas was a big play, too. So, I mean, it's not like it's always one-sided as to how a game is called. All right, Joe Susan coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk to him at 3:35. And let's see, also on the show today, we've got Ben Jones, StayCollege.com. And we also have Matt Leon on the Eagles' performance last night. Tony Knopp coming up on Wednesday, by the way. Donnie Collins tomorrow. As we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Okay, welcome back. Great to have you with us on the show today. Joe Susan coming up in the next half hour. And then Ben Jones, Matt Leon, got a full boat today. Tomorrow, Glenn Macnow from Sports Radio WIP, the Eagles Network pregame show host. Donnie Collins tomorrow. Tony Knopp coming up on Wednesday. Of course, we'll also have on the show Neil Coulong. So I have a lot going on this week. Thursday's show will be from Chicago. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's have done a great job of making sure that their clients are insured, auto, home, life, business, and they find the best price for them. And they're always answering questions, and if there's a claim, they are right in there working on your behalf every second. It's Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's have served this valley for decades, making sure that their clients have the best coverage, all for the right price. It's at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Very pleased to be joined by the head football coach at Bucknell, Joe Susan. You take on the second-place team in the conference, and the score ends up being 14-3 in this, Joe. What kind of job, A, did your team do defensively, but B, trying to put together a game plan that matched the conditions?
You know, it's we knew going in that it was going to be a defensive battle, and their quarterback has played well for them. They've done a lot of different things in terms of motioning and then setting up quarterback option. It's actually option. And we wanted to make sure that we were correct with all of our option reads, and I think we did a very good job with that. They, coming off a bye week, they had a couple wrinkles out of the unbalanced package that our players adjusted to. We gave up a couple big plays where we actually had them trapped, and we missed tackles, and they cashed in on it. We had three red zone opportunities, and we only scored 3 points. And a couple of them were late in the game where we had the ball first and goal at 7, and then wound up going for it on fourth down, and then our last possession of the game. We got the ball down to the 21-yard line and wound up getting sacked. But I credit our coaches. But more, Steve, I credit our players. You know, 1-9, they could have packed up the ship, and they play hard. And if you look at our roster, we have a bunch of youngsters. But some of it is the youth on this team, but I also credit the seniors that are playing their tails off, the Brian Marines, the Joe Lauros, the Pat Finns, amongst others, that they have not skipped a beat in terms of how hard they played. And that still makes the best time of my day going out at practice.
Well, this is easily the youngest team you've had. I mean in terms of the number of young players, I mean, this is even close in terms of the youngest team you've had, in my opinion, in the years you and I have talked.
It is. And, you know, at the beginning of the season, well, actually going into preseason, we didn't think it would be that way. But sometimes the injury gods come, you know, they do it for a reason. And the good thing, that if you look at positives, the playing experience these guys have, and then some of the guys that have been out for injury will return. And you know, obviously you want to keep everybody healthy. If somebody has the magic that lets me know how to do that without not hitting people.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, it is a collision sport. And the thing that always bothers me is when one of my players gets hurt. And just to know what he has to go through. I was injured my senior year in high school. It makes you feel like an outsider almost. And
You know what? That's an interesting point, Joe. I've talked to a number of guys that get hurt, and they're like, "Oh yeah, he's still with the team," and they look so helpless when they're out there. They don't feel like they're part of anything.
You know, the locker room's different. When you take a shower, just to take a shower. I actually did a paper in graduate school on the psychology of the injured athlete, and I think I paid off my teacher because I got an A. But it is a different thing.
I see you went to the Steve Jones School of GPA.
Exactly.
Oh my! It is the psychology. Now there's another part too. Let's get. I mean, you're a baseball fan, obviously. I am too. Whenever you score runs in the top of an inning, you want your pitcher to go out and give you a shutdown inning.
Right.
You scored and cut it to 7-3, and your defense played terrific all day. But how disheartening was it that at that one point you didn't get the shutdown and you needed it on the next possession?
And that's what it is. You know, and that's happened a lot this year where we get ourselves back into the game. You know, a 4-point game is different than an 11-point game. And whether we have a lead, do we lose the lead? And in the past, our defense has been able to shut them out in their half of the inning, and I think some of that will come as the young guys on defense mature. The thing that I've never feel outright frustration on the sideline, and maybe I'm blind. I think they have a mentality that we're going to make every second count. And I credit a staff of teachers and mentors and sometimes tormentors, but we have special kids. From adversity, good things come, and humans want comfort. Life is pain, and you know, it's we've got a lot of work to do, obviously, but the ingredients we have, the thing that I'm going to miss are these seniors. And
yes,
senior day is Saturday, and it is a very emotional thing for them and their parents and for us.
I'm going to get to that in a moment. I want to ask you, because I've always had this saying that youth is a disease, but there is a cure. And Taron Earl is a quarterback for you. Each week that you have him in practice, can you expand his repertoire by a play or two here and there. Are you seeing that where you can give him and suddenly the capabilities in his box where you can expand the box a couple plays and expand the box a couple plays? Is that the direction he's going in?
Yeah, and he's a guy that obviously this game, this Georgetown game, was the game that he really got hit. He actually got sawed in half a couple times, and he just kept coming. Number one, he's a tough guy, and I think that's important, both mentally and physically. And he compounds learning. Some guys, you have to relearn it every time you do it. He compounds it so that if he makes a mistake, he's not going to repeat that mistake, and that gives us a chance to broaden his scope in terms of what he's doing, what he's reading. And the thing that, and he'll be in my office in about 5 minutes, thing that I want to make sure that he knows is we have the confidence that he can do it all. And, I learned from my head coach, Tubby Raymond, that you treat quarterbacks a little bit differently. Yeah. And he didn't have that approach with the offensive line, believe me. But
yeah, I was going to say.
I did coach quarterbacks for 1 year. I was a head coach at Davidson College. And
right.
I made the mistake of coaching him like I coached offensive line. And he rallied behind it, Steve, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
There were times where I actually started the bullpen on purpose just to piss him, excuse me, just to upset him. Sorry about that. To upset him at me. And the kid wound up winning every game he played that year. But you have to treat your quarterbacks different. You've got to know who you're dealing with at that position, especially a young guy like this. And he's going to be a good quarterback here.
One problem that I always have with watching young quarterbacks, it's a personality thing. When you're the freshman, a lot of freshmen, as you know, are deferential. You just talked about we're going to talk about the great seniors that you have in just a few moments. But they can be deferential. That's a position where you can't be deferential in the end. Does he show some leadership qualities, the kind of guy that will look at the receivers and say, hey, look, we're all going in to watch film. Let's go.
Yep. He's that guy. And you're right about the deferential part of it, and that's one of the things I warn our first-year guys about when they get here is that you can't wait your turn, all right? Especially in this league where freshmen have to play. You can't wait your turn. You got to prepare as if you are the starter, and that's what he's done even when he wasn't the starter, and I think that gives you an edge when you become the starter.
The seniors now. It's their day coming up, along with the rest of your team, but they'll be the ones honored before the game when you take on Fordham. They've invested a lot of sweat, weights, sprints, game reps.
Body parts.
I mean, when you look at 4 years of what these young men have done for you, which you've seen over and over again with each senior class you've had, but when you look at the body of work that they've put together and the sacrifices they've made, what do you think?
I feel, number one, somebody asked me, what am I going to tell them? I'm going to tell them thanks. That's the first thing. And I just, in looking at who they are and what they've become, it reinforces that they made the right choice and we made the right choice. When a young man who's 17 or 18 decides to come to a school that will impact the rest of his life, it's a bond that's created by trust. And when I was being recruited, it was more a relationship between myself and the guys that recruited me. Nowadays, it's a relationship, and maybe it was, maybe I was naive, but nowadays it's a relationship between our staff, myself, that young man, and his family. And those ties get pretty tight during a four-year period. Initially, the parents are a little bit cautious about calling me. I tell them, never call me about playing time, ask him. But it's unique to develop a relationship that lasts beyond their 4 years here. There's just a mentioned a guy named Devlin Brennan, who played offensive guard here, actually played as a freshman and then started for 3 years. He visited us at the Georgetown game. He's dropped about 35 pounds. Actually found a young woman that is going to compliment him. And he told me he's going to graduate from the Secret Service Academy in January.
Wow.
And those are the things that, you know, I just got goosebumps. Another young man, Alvin McCoy, who I coached here in the 80s, is a company owner, and he's about to buy two other companies. That's ultimately, we want the best for them. We want them to succeed, not just while they're here, but when they check into life. And I think that's part of how, I know that's part of how I approach it, and I'm fortunate that my staff echoes me with that. And some of them are resistant initially. You know, you remember what we were when we were 17 and 18,
sure.
10 or 12 years ago. It's a rite of passage that I feel privileged to be a part of. And, you know, early in my career, I said, well, I could do something other than coach. And I know why I'm here, because I coach.
Well, there's no doubt about why you coach. And also the same part, obviously, something tells me you and I are having this conversation a year from now. I wouldn't be surprised you're 9-1. So, I mean, you know.
Sounds good to me.
Yep. I mean, count us in on that, okay?
All right, my man. I wish everybody that on your staff, you especially, Sean, Kevin. Kevin, let me go with my French fries today. I got away with it. I hit them, though. The best for a great Thanksgiving, and everybody listening, the best for a great Thanksgiving. We've got a lot to be thankful for. I wrote about it yesterday, about Veterans Day.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of people have given a lot for us to live the way we do. We can never forget that, and that fight will go on forever. But we have the right people, because we are in the right country.
No question about it. We get to go out. With complete freedom and do something we love without thinking twice about it because of them.
Amen.
Joe,
thank you,
to
sir.
You and your family, happy Thanksgiving. And you have no idea on this end how thankful we are that we get to talk to you as often as we do.
It's a mutual feel, Steve. You take care.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks. Bye.
Head coach Joe Susan Bucknell. I know he's going to meet with his quarterback here in a minute. We will come back with more in a moment as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.